Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Ukraine atrocities.
The picture will get even darker. The worst is yet to come.
Heartbreak in Sacramento.
You're taking lives away from families. You know, you're hurting us.
Title game for the ages.
Kansas, the biggest championship comeback all time.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The tears flow in Ukraine as the truth becomes apparent. A woman finds her husband's body, one of many in the streets of a Kyiv suburb. Mass graves located too. Ukraine's president, who will address the UN Security Council today, calls it genocide. President Biden says Russia's Vladimir Putin is brutal and should face a war crimes trial. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, has called for Russia to be isolated further and for war crimes investigators to get access.
We will work in a very diligent way to reach everyone who not only perpetrated these crimes, but also ordered them or ignored them while they were committed, and also the political leadership of Russia.
CBS's Deborah Pata has seen the evidence up close.
When we visited Bucha, we saw a trail of destruction and death. Tanya Nedashkivska found her dead husband in a pile of bodies at the foot of a basement staircase. I'm begging you to do something. Make peace so no one ever grieves again, she sobs. Everyone just wants to live. The tears of a widow demanding to be heard, imploring the world not to look away.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The White House says the scenes of mass graves and civilians lying dead on streets are evidence of war crimes. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they're no accident.
We believe that this was part of the plan.
And now he says there must be accountability.
That accountability has to be felt at every level of the Russian system.
With President Biden saying he wants to see Vladimir Putin put on trial, Sullivan suggests the U.S. and its allies may work to establish a forum separate from the International Criminal Court, which America has never joined.
It was 11 in favor, 11 against, as a Senate panel went along party lines on President Biden's Supreme Court nominee. The split is enough to send consideration of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the full U.S. Senate. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Just minutes after the Senate Judiciary Committee voted on Judge Jackson's nomination, two more Republicans said they'll vote to confirm her. Utah's Mitt Romney and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, now a total of 3. It clears a path for her ultimate confirmation on the full Senate floor, likely by Friday.
Now to Sacramento and a vigil for the 6 people killed in a weekend mass shooting on a crowded street.
We gather here to remember the victims and to commit ourselves to doing all we can to end the stain of violence, not only in our community, but throughout the state, throughout the country.
Mayor Daryl Steinberg said of the shooting, "We can never accept it as normal, and we never will." Tamika Young's brother was one of those killed.
My little brother, he was a family dude, you know, like definitely family, friends, that just love. He had love in him, definitely.
One person has been arrested on gun charges, but multiple suspects are still being sought. There was drama on college basketball's big night. Kansas won the national title 72-69 over North Carolina. CBS's Steve Futterman in New Orleans.
It was an historic comeback.
The game is over, and Kansas completes the biggest championship comeback.
At halftime, North Carolina led by 15 points. Everything was going Carolina's way, and this young Kansas fan was not optimistic.
In the first half, I thought we were dead. I thought we were done for.
No team had ever come back from a 15-point halftime deficit in a championship game. So what did the Kansas players do? They made history. They outscored Carolina 31-10 to start the second half. Everything happened so fast, this Kansas fan was a bit dumbfounded.
I still can't quite figure out how we did it, but they did it. It was incredible, yeah.
And Kansas coach Bill Self won his second championship.
To win when your team had to come back the way they did makes this one off the charts.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the national championship game in New Orleans.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
There was stormy weather in parts of Texas last night, and today, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the focus is on the southeast.
A threat that begins in Louisiana into Mississippi by the midday, sort of lunchtime hours, it's into Alabama, making its way into Georgia. And then by the evening hours towards sunset, it's all of Georgia into portions of South Carolina and Savannah.
The weather contributed to hundreds of flight cancellations yesterday. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines hit the hardest. In Washington, congressional negotiators have reached agreement on a $10 billion pandemic package. The money will go to vaccines and tests and research on new drugs. Help for other countries has been eliminated from the measure. The head of the House committee investigating the Capitol attack says he thinks it won't have to issue a subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence. Benny Thompson says information from other sources may make his testimony unnecessary. A second day of jury deliberations today in Michigan in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap the state's Democratic governor. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Prosecutors say Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta did more than just talk about kidnapping Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. They conducted shooting drills, plotted to blow up a bridge, and did recon on her vacation home. Defense lawyers argued that the group was manipulated by an FBI informant.
Colorado has joined three other states with a new law that guarantees the right to abortion under state statute. Democratic Governor Jared Polis admits it's a response to the limits going up in Republican-controlled states.
What we're seeing in states like Texas and Arizona and Kentucky is an enormous government overreach, an enormous government infringement of the individual liberties that we hold sacred in this country.
Big event at the White House set for this fall. President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, who is a lawyer, is marrying law student Peter Neal. The reception will be at the White House. The date is November 19th.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
The creator of a hit TV series is up to something else.
If you thought Squid Game was bad, that violence may look like child's play compared to what the show's creator is working on next. It's a film called Killing Old People Club, or KO Club. Apparently, that's a working title, but it is based on a novel by an Italian writer, and the guy behind Squid Game promises it'll be even more violent and brutal than his hit show. Season 2 is in development. It's expected to be released in late 2024. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
On Instagram, Britney Spears reveals she's writing a memoir, and she says the process has been healing and therapeutic. But the singer, who escaped a long conservatorship last year, says bringing up past events in her life has been difficult. It's not clear if a publisher has been lined up. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.